According to the agenda of negotiation that agreed upon between the South Sudan government and Sudan government, that the first agenda will be the security issues. That is why, you know, the security manager of the actually security bureau of Sudan and the minister of interior, and as well, I think, as minister of defense, will be a part of this negotiation. So as to settle the issues of security regarding the, you know, withdrawal of the Southern, you know, government army from north to south, and also the Sudan armed forces to be withdrawn to the north, according to that mentioned in the CPA.
Is the NCP or your government ready to implement the African Union and the UN peace plan?
Yes, actually, you know, that you know, roadmap of United Nations Security Council is often accepted by our government, and even, you know, the agenda prepared by the African panel led by Thabo, former South Africa president, also accepted by our government and negotiations, and we will not hesitate to actually to follow what directed by the African panel. And a serious issue, as I told you, that if we settle this security issue tomorrow or after tomorrow, whatever the time is, this will pave the way and create a healthy atmosphere for settlement of the remaining issues, whether this issue is oil or ABA or the demarcation of borders or any other issues still pending between South Sudan government and the government of Sudan.
Dr. Obaed, so is your government willing to hold peaceful talks with the South to resolve the other outstanding issues so both countries can have strong bilateral relations in the near future?
Yes, this is actually our target. Our target to establish good relations with the South, and our target is to achieve peace and to create an atmosphere for all groups that living in the borders between South and North to live, you know, peaceful coexistence, and to also to allow, you know, the movement of people between South and North, accompanying the historical relationship between South and North. And this is actually, it was our target when we have signed the Comprehensive Peace Agreement of the year 2005. And it is actually, crucial to us when we accepted the secession of the South on 9th of July 2011. And this is, you know, if this not our target, we should not have signed the CPA. We should not have, you know, acknowledged the secession of the South in the year 2011. That is why I think negotiation now in this phase, and especially after the attack of SPLM, of Hegeli and destruction of oil localities, should have go in another route, that we are very serious. And we are very transparent, and we are fully committed to CPA and fully committed to resolve all issues by negotiations and not by war, as we failed to resolve the problem between South and North through war.
What is your government expectations as talks between your government and Juba begins Monday?
Yes, we expect that, you know, after, you know, a lot of trials of, you know, violations of SPLM, of CPA, and not implementation of the security protocol, which is a part of CPA, and after, you know, the we succeeded to push out SPLM from the area of Hegeli, and they sacrificed. And also, we sacrificed. Now we come to a conclusion that, you know, the problem between North and South will not be solved unless we sit to negotiation and to be subjective and objective at the same time. And there is no way. And I think that, yani, this negotiation, according to this trial and this experience, should penetrate and should achieve breakthrough in all issues and not in the issue of security only.